Time for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about what's been happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Matt, and thank you for joining me this week.
Hello, Toby. Can't believe we're at the end of November, but here we are.
I thought we would kick off this week, Matt, with the launch of the RNIB and British Blind Sport Best Practice Guidance for Accessible Football Stadiums to help make football going as accessible for blind and partially sighted people. This is a great launch.
That is fabulous. I mean, it's, you know, we've been working hard on C-Sport differently, as your listeners know, for some time. We sponsored the World Blind Games in Birmingham, you know, in the summer, and we've been pushing the agenda around sport, not only for around participation, you know, around sort of coaching, but also around the spectator experience, because clearly people should be able to turn up to, you know, a whole host of sporting arenas and have a complete experience. So what's great is we've just launching in conjunction with, you know, a variety of partners, but also the blessings of the sort of football clubs, the English football, the EFL. We're basically pushing a guide on how football clubs can make easy adaptations to the ground and to the processes and the technology and the communications, you know, so match days are enjoyable and welcoming for fans with sight loss. And we've just been launching that, you know, as we're going through, you know, this time period, as we're moving from November into December. This weekend coming up, which is Saturday the 2nd of December, you know, is when there's a lot of football games on this weekend. And so we're using the opportunity for some of our team to get out to various grounds. We've got Charlotte in our team, who's a big Wolves fan, is going to go to Wolves. We've got Gareth in the team, who's hoping to get to Arsenal on Sunday, talk to Channel 4. You know, so there's a lot of media activity on local and national media, you know, across the weekend as we're sort of promoting this guide. And we're genuinely showing football clubs, Wolves, Arsenal, others, English Football League below the Premier League, who are embracing the guidance and will be making their grounds and the whole experience for fans much more accessible.
And we must also mention that I think you were at a meeting on Monday this week of the all-party political group. Is that right?
Well, yeah, I've had a busy week this week. So actually, just linking to the last story, Tuesday, I went to watch Watford play football, who is the club that I, where the town I grew up. And they beat Norwich, in fact. But why do I say that? Because actually, the Watford have been a great club, actually, of pushing the sort of match day experience for fans going back 30 to 40 years when I was a kid going along, and they pioneered the sort of family standard. And now they've got one of the first clubs to have a sensory room, which is great, you know, to help sort of fans, children, particularly sort of neurodiversity, to come and experience the game. So, you know, I think you can see we're pushing an open door, I think, with sport, particularly football, actually, I think quite advanced in this and clearly have quite well advanced grounds to be able to absorb our guidance and work on this. So yeah, that was my Tuesday night. But as you say, on Monday night, I was in Westminster, where was the latest meeting of the all-party parliamentary group on eye health, which is sort of led by Marcia de Cordova MP and ourselves and Thomas Pocklington Trust helped support Marcia in running the all-party parliamentary group. And I think it's another, you know, meeting where, you know, a number of people come together, a number of different organisations come together in the sector. You know, so they clearly had politicians in the room. We heard from Vicky Foxcroft and Stephen Timms as well. It had pretty much all the VI charities represented. And I spoke briefly along with Charles Cahoon from Thomas Pocklington Trust. And then you had, you know, our corporate partners, you had elements of the health service, you know, the Royal Colleges there. And again, I think, you know, we talked about the Pathway launch a couple of weeks ago on the radio. And it's that group who are just getting, I think, closer and closer together and really able to harness all those sort of sectors that I've just hinted at were there in, you know, in pursuit of some real change. And so whilst there was nothing necessarily earth-shattering announced on Monday, it was just another session to really bake in those relationships, deepen those relationships and just, you know, make sure everyone is sort of comfortable, aligned, you know, with some of those eye health priorities, which, you know, in particular now is going to be some real inroads made in the eye health pathway. So, you know, nice to go along to Westminster, support Marcia, and I think practically just to see that room full of people coming together, you know, feeling very comfortable in really trying to progress this eye health agenda.
There's been some interesting things this week about sort of as we come to the end of the year and leading up to Christmas. I know that the streaming platform Spotify, their Spotify Wrapped, which I think lists your favourite songs and podcasts of the year in a very fun way, is now fully accessible for blind and partially sighted screen readers. But there's a lot of other sort of social media things that are happening as well and accessible things, which is really good.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, what's really good is how you do look around society and see that people are, you know, some with our prompting, some organically, are really picking up on the need to make products and services accessible to parts of society, including blind and partially sighted people, that a few years ago they wouldn't have thought about. I mean, just linking back to the sports item, you know, this was nothing to do with us, but I was delighted to see at the start of the football season back in the summer that one of my local clubs, Bristol Rovers, their away shirt is covered in Braille. And so you have this tactile experience in the shirt. And, you know, in itself, it's just a one-off thing. But it's, again, it, someone's thought about it and they've done it. If you look at some of the things we've been talking about this week, as you say, we've got Spotify Wrapped, where, you know, you bring all these songs together into a list or wrap them, if you like. But again, that's been, you know, made accessible, a whole lot of social media activity pushing that accessible sort of feature, and you can navigate it using a screen reader for the first time. So again, something that a lot of people get pleasure out of is now accessible to blind and partially sighted people. You know, we've done some stuff around, there's a thing called Jingle Jam, which is around how gamers come together, and we've done some features around that, about blind gamers. And again, you know, accessibility of gaming has been a big thing we've been pushing through a variety of media, social media, and various online events that we've been running as R&IB. So it's great to see that still generating traction and running to Christmas, which you'd think would be a big gaming month, as people are looking at Christmas presents and activity around gaming. And then maybe just finish on Christmas. We spoke in the last couple of weeks, and I think we made no apology for talking about Christmas in November. But there's a whole host of R&IB products and services around Christmas, from our website that you could buy your Christmas presents at, through to some of our fundraising appeals and some of the services that we do to support particularly children at Christmas. And it was great to see that Martin Lewis, a money saving expert, tweeted this week to hundreds of thousands of followers that he's got around our letter from Santa service that we run as R&IB, getting a letter in an accessible format for children. Service runs out by the 1st of December. So many of you might be listening to this when the deadline's just passed. Some of you might be listening before, but do engage with our Christmas sort of offerings, if you like. But it's great that you've got someone like Martin Lewis latching onto, you know, an accessible offering and really seeing it as being a fundamental, you know, sort of attractive thing that we offer and worthy of being tweeted out to all his followers.
Well, you'll find a wide range of information, including the R&IB shop and ways to support the R&IB as well as information on living with sight loss on the R&IB website, and that is rnib.org.uk. You can always, of course, call the R&IB helpline on 0303 123 9999, or use your Amazon smart device and ask Dear Old Lady A to call the R&IB helpline too. Well, thank you very much indeed, Matt, for chatting with me this week here on R&IB Connect Radio.
No, Toby, my pleasure. Yeah, nice to get into this time of year. I think there's an interesting bag of stuff we've talked about, but I think from sort of political relationship through to sort of pushing accessibility through some of the major sporting clubs, you know, in the country, it's been a good week for the R&IB.